Greetings and welcome to another episode of the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast. I am your host, Pete Lorimer, former hit record producer, now host of the show Stay Here on Netflix, and owner of LA's most creative boutique real estate firm, PLG Estates. On the podcast, you will always find business and real estate strategies, marketing techniques, and tips for the entrepreneur. So hit that big, fat, juicy subscribe button, please. On today's podcast, I will be going over one of the greatest gifts of being an entrepreneur, and that's surprisingly failure. Although the very thought of it as a younger man was abhorrent, today I have learned to harness the gifts of failure, learn from the mistakes, and apply them to my business and subsequent successes. We all must consistently fail if we are to succeed at all. So with that in mind, let's jump into this week's episode of the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast. Success is moving from failure to failure with no lack of enthusiasm. So let's dig into this, right? Because failure, as far as I am concerned, where I have come from, and I had to learn this, I had to learn this from really a lot of hard knocks. And I learned that failure... This is going to sound like a hashtag or a little catchphrase. It's not meant to. Failure is actually my friend. Failure, which once upon a time was the enemy, was kind of like, oh my God, I can't fail. I can't possibly fail. It was something that I was, that kept me up at night. But really, failure is what it is. It's a way for to reset the compass. And just like the first quote was Winston Churchill, success is moving from failure to failure with no lack of enthusiasm. And the second, there's a million out there, but I just like my old boy Winston from the UK, because he has another one, which is success is not final. That's really important to know. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts, right? Success is not final. We have this, or maybe I had this illusion that once you reach success, that you're done, right? Game over, you're set, you're living in the mansion, you're getting fed glacier cherries while having a pina colada served to you every half an hour by your pool. I think that's just some kind of illusion that may appear in rap videos. Or maybe it's real. I don't know. I've never met anybody that's done that in their life, and I've met a lot of wealthy people. But success is not final. Success is only, everything will check, this too shall pass, right? There's an organization that I'm involved with. Ah, oh, fuck it, I'm just going to say it. You know, I've been sober for a long time, and it plays a very big part in who I am as a business person. And one thing I have learned is this too shall pass, right? Bad stuff, this too shall pass, and good stuff, this too shall pass, as much as we try and cling on to it to never let it go. But I want to kind of go over a couple of anecdotes, a couple of stories of mine, and then I'm actually going to get into some bullet points of how to cope with failure. Or really, you know, I guess in the words of like our president's press secretary, these would be alternate successes, okay? Alternate successes. They're not failures, they're alternate successes. As President Trump's press secretary would say. The first story is this, and a couple of these are music business, because I was in the music business for a long time before I did real estate. And I remember when I was trying to start my career as a young kind of music person, I wasn't really sure if I wanted to work in the back room, being a record producer. So when I was in London trying to break into the music industry, I wasn't sure which facet of it I really wanted to be in. I loved songwriting. I loved kind of producing. I loved, you know, singing and playing and all of this stuff. And I auditioned for a band to be a singer, right? I was new to London. I auditioned to be a band to be a singer. And, you know, I'm like, I've got this. I'm going to be in that band. Oh, yeah, here we go. Top 40, here we come. And I failed. I didn't get the gig. And I was so crushed because I'd spent so many years trying to playing in other bands and this and that and this and that. And I found it so crushing that I had these thoughts of, well, maybe I should do something else, right? Which is what happens when we fail. We're like, you know what? I'm no good at this. I shouldn't do it. The debating society that I've referred to chirps away in the background saying, yeah, you're no good. You're never going to succeed at this. You should just give up, right? Just give up and go drive a bus. Not that there's anything wrong with driving a bus. And so I found it so crushing and I went down a little bit of a black hole and it took me a minute to get out of it. So then I kind of discovered that I really enjoyed kind of the engineering part of making records. And I got my job in a studio and I did really well and I kind of rose quickly. And then I was hired by this kind of crack team. I was only about 18. I was hired by this crack team of record producers in London who were knocking out loads and loads of hits. And I wasn't working for a studio. I was working for them. Anyway, I worked with them for a few months and then I got fired. I got fired. They just said, we don't think you're cut out for this industry, my lad. And I got fired and I went home with my tail between my legs and I just couldn't believe it. I was like, I could have sworn that I had some kind of talent for this industry. And so I went home and then I hit another kind of black hole of despair and thoughts of kind of giving up again kind of crossed my mind. I was only young. I was 20, 19, 18, something like that. Anyway, I kind of didn't listen to the voices, to the debating society that always tell me that I will fail. I just kind of dug in and here's something that I have lived by, which is if I'm going to fail, I would rather fail on my own volition, meaning my choices. I want to make my choices so that if I crash and burn, I can say, well, great. I did it on my terms. That isn't going to work out. So let's move on. I have a pretty profound belief that there is a mother universe kind of taking care of all of us, certainly taking care of me. I've had this spiritual connection for many years now, so I don't really worry what's in the future. So when I got fired, which I thought was the end of the world, I then had the opportunity of going and putting my application in a whole gangload of recording studios in London, and I managed to get into this B grade studio because all of the A grade studios were really hard to get into. You needed so much experience, but this B grade studio that I got into, I just managed to walk in on the right day and they gave me the job. And it was the birth of the electronic music scene because I kind of straddled traditional records going into digital records. And I happened to be a bit of a computer nerd. And so what happened was I managed to then capture all of this business from all of these really cool British artists, many of whom you will know if you remember records from the 90s. And I created this really great career because I failed, right? So failure isn't the end. It's a recalibration of direction. And I want to give you some bullet points of how to handle fear. These are how I handle failure. And if you want to grab a pen, you might want to write some of these down because these are mentally good. Because if you see it on paper, like if you have a failure in real estate, if you lose a listing, right? Or if a buyer goes and buys a house with someone else, you have that ooh feeling. And so I want to give you some bullet points right now to show you exactly how I handle failure and how you can handle alternate success, as I'm going to call it for the day, which is this. Number one, tip number one, don't make it personal, even if it is. Don't make it personal, right? So when you don't get a listing, for example, or if you go for an interview for a job or you're auditioning for a band and you don't get it, don't take it in. Don't think, well, the problem is you. Don't make it personal. It just happens on that day that someone else needed to get that job that you didn't. That's it. The universe said, you know what? This woman that's going in before you on a listing appointment, she needs to get this listing more than you do today. So she's going to get it. That's how I handle it. I never, ever, ever make it personal. Number two, learn and adapt. So then what I do when I fail or something doesn't go my way, let's just call it failure. When I fail at something, I will write down and I will say, okay, let me figure. I always ask this question. This is to my real estate people, or this can be to any entrepreneur out there. If you don't get a position that you're going for, or a listing, or a job, or a bet, I then very politely say, and it's happened to me a million times in my career, but I very politely say to the person or the entity, the group or the business, so I can learn and grow, can you tell me why you chose someone else and didn't choose me? So I can learn and adapt or learn and grow. Can you please tell me, if you don't mind, why you chose someone else over me? And if you approach it in a way that's really kind of, you know, from the heart and you're not like, well, why the F did you choose them? That's never going to work. But if you say, just so I can learn and grow, good luck with whoever you've chosen. I would like to know how I can improve. That's number two. Number three is this. We all have a million clients that love us, right? We've got clients that just love us. They will work with us all the time. We never really have to kind of like chase them down and beat them with a stick into submission so that they actually work with us. And then there are the two or three that are really slippery. So what do we do? Well, what do? I obsess on the people that don't want to work with me rather than focusing on the people that do. It's so counterintuitive. So if you don't get hired by someone, don't obsess on it. Just realize that it's par for the course and move on. Obsessing is taking it very personally again. Number four, and this is really, really important. I got this from The Secret. This is something that I live my life by. Thoughts become things. If you think you're gonna fail all the time, guess what? You're gonna fail. You are going to have a self-fulfilling prophecy that where you circle the drain. Now, you can sit here and go, well, I want to be the president of the United States all day long. And that probably isn't gonna happen either. But if you focus on the three things that I've just said, and then you focus on your goals and you focus on the big picture of where you want to be, thoughts most certainly become things, even when it comes from left field. You know, you might think, well, I want to be the number one real estate agent in San Diego. And then it ends up that, you know, somebody from Canada says, come up and run my company for me. Whatever. The world, the universe will figure out your plan for yourselves. Number five, massive, 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 massive one. Don't look for approval, right? If we're in business, this is a business. It's tough. It's hard. Sometimes it's going to feel really icky and you're going to want to have that slap on your back. I'm going to give you an analogy. I worked with a guy. I never really worked on that much rock, but I worked with a guy called Danzig, Glenn Danzig. I produced an album for him. And I remember being in the middle of that mix room and looking at him like, dude, you haven't said anything while I'm here. And he looked at me and he said, because I was looking for loyalty, right? Because he was interviewing other mixers. And he just looked at me coldly and he said, dude, if you want loyalty, get a dog. And I'm like, okay, fair enough. It's a business. Yes, of course, our business people can become friends. But, you know, loyalty and don't look for looking for approval. The only person that needs to give you approval is you. Right? The only person whose opinion you should care about is you. The only person when you put your head on the pillow at night should matter is yourself. And if you're not going for it and if you're not giving it 1,000%, guess what? I believe you're betraying your own destiny. Because if we play safe or we play in the middle, you just are betraying the future you. I'm going to say that again because I really freaking believe in that. When you play in the middle, when you play it safe, you are betraying the future you. I'm not saying risk it all and sell the house and go and grow peanuts in Georgia, but I am saying go for it, right? We only got one shot. We only got one life. Gary Vee says that all the time. But don't betray the future you. Number six, I've got three more to go. Number six is really important, which is when you think somebody's made a wrong decision, when you think that they've just got it, when you think that they've got it out for you, or if you want to understand why they went with someone else, stand in their shoes, depersonalize it. Look at the situation through their point of view and see, okay, it makes a little bit more sense right now that they picked their auntie to list the house rather than me. And then this is really, the last 2 points, they're all important, but the last 2 points are really kind of like digging deep into figuring out how you can improve. Number 7 is this. When a situation goes wrong, you have a bad experience with a client. What was your part in it? Right? We all like to go, well, he was a dick. I hated working with that guy. He was just an egomaniac. He was just a nightmare. But what was your part in it? What did you do? Did you bring anything to the argument? Did you bring anything to the table? Calling yourself out on your own shit is so massively important and so healthy and so cleansing. Digging out that dark stuff from within that we kind of ingest and hold on to forever, it's toxic. But when you figure out what your part in it is, your failures will decline. It's that simple. Last but not least is number 8. And number 8 is, how can I better be of service? Okay? Sometimes you can lose the gig, even if you are potentially the right person for the job. If you don't take it personally and you look at what your part in it is and you figure out how better can I be of service, sometimes you're going to win, sometimes you're going to lose. But I guarantee you, if you look at all 8 of these points, and you know what? I'm going to post these points later on so you can look at, you can refer back to them. I guarantee if you look at all of these 8 points and refer them to your failures, you absolutely will go up. Your business will improve. Your income should improve. And just the ratio of failures to wins will go up. I'm going to finish with one last anecdote. Guys have sat in my office. I'm going to rattle off 3 of them. JC, Noah, and Nick. Those 3 guys that work in my office, and there are many others. They sat across the table from me and they really said, how long is it going to take? And I said, it could take up to 2 years to break into this industry. All 3 of them worked their tails off and they risked everything and they sat in there grinding away with no guarantee that this was going to work. The only guarantee that they had was that they were going to get up every single day and give it everything. I'm happy to say all 3 of those guys now are massively successful agents. I couldn't be more proud of them. I couldn't be more proud of everyone in my office. Failure can come really quick. Success takes a long time and it takes doing the same thing over and over and over again. But remember, I'm going to finish with this last phrase. Fear and failure are bullies. And if we stand up to them and don't let them in here and don't listen from the debating society here, they will never win. So ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for tuning in. And if anybody needs anything, ping me, send me messages. I am happy to chat with you about anything. Give it all away on one condition, that you pass it on to the new guy. That's the deal. Knowledge is never owned. It's just borrowed and we need to pass it on to the new guy. So with that, my lovelies, until next time, I will see you later. Okay, guys, thanks so much. That's about it for the podcast this week. I love the subject of failure, and I will be doing more podcasts on such a fantastic subject as this. I appreciate your comments. I appreciate your likes. And please feel free to share this with someone who you think might get value from it. And until next week, this is Pete Lorimer signing out from another yummy episode of the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast. See ya.